Welcome back, friends, to Press Row. I'm Jay. He's Wells. You know what we do. It's Friday. It's Thursday. Into the 5 o'clock hour, we're hoping to take you home with a smile on your face. And we're going to get a big assist in that mission. Making his pulling up his chair on the for his first time on Press Row, Mike Sando, a longtime former ESPN contributor. Now, Mike, how long have you been with The Athletic?
You know, just this month.
So, that's what I thought.
12 years at ESPN, which was great. I was treated really well there, and now I'm in another good place. And it's nice to have, you know, another good platform here to do the quarterback tiers.
Mike Sando has covered the NFL for pushing now more than two decades. You can follow him online at SandoNFL, and you can subscribe and read all of his stuff at The Athletic. And I know we appreciate his time here and unabashed and just an endorsement. I am a subscriber, and I get great value from whether it's Braves coverage, NFL coverage, everything that they've done. They have added a net worth of folks. I know you don't need my commercial, Mike, and our listeners want to hear your expertise, but you guys do great work.
Well, thanks. You know, I was a subscriber before I got hired there, and I agree. I mean, the quality is really good, so it's nice, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
All right. Mike, as his Twitter handle will tell you, he's the originator of the quarterback tier system. This year you had 55 NFL executives, coaches, scouts, guys inside the buildings of the franchises respond to your survey request. Your tier system, were you more surprised that you had 8 guys in tier 1 or no guys in tier 5, Mike?
Well, tier 5, almost never anyone gets that. You'd have to be, you know, an emergency quarterback situation, like you're, you know, should have retired 2 years ago. I think the last guy to get a lot of those votes was when Robert Griffin was basically done as a starter, and he was in the lineup for Cleveland maybe that one year.
All right.
He got a lot of fives, but that's rare, you know. So the 8 guys in tier 1, to me, is just an indication of the quality of quarterback play in the league is good. I mean, the last guy in the survey is Josh Rosen, and he still has some upside. It's not like he's terrible. You know, we don't even know yet. So that's pretty good when he's the last guy.
All right. And I don't want to tip too many questions. We're going to ask some about the individuals. I know Wells has got some specifics about the quarterbacks closest to us. What was your biggest surprise from the tier system after you tabulated the numbers?
Okay, I think there were a couple around where the second tier runs into the third. I didn't know going in that Baker Mayfield would get into the second tier with guys like Jared Goff and Stafford and Wentz, Matt Ryan. You know, that's pretty good for only playing part of a season. And then for Cam Newton to be in tier 3, now it was the top of tier 3, but I don't know. I mean, I know he's hurt and that's part of it, but he sure carries a lot of that offense too.
Yeah, he does a whole lot. He does a whole lot. You're listening to Mike Sando, longtime NFL guru, who is now with The Athletic and the originator of the quarterback tier survey.
So, Mike, here's our Papa John's poll question for today. And is Matt Ryan a top 8 quarterback in today's NFL? Now, he comes in at number 9 on your annual survey list. This is sort of a two-part question. One, do you personally believe that Matt Ryan deserves to be within that tier 1? And then throughout that surveying process, what would you say was like the most accurate description of Matt Ryan as a quarterback?
Okay. So I would say, if you had told me before the survey that there's going to be 8 guys in tier 1 and asked me would Matt Ryan be one of them, I would have said yes, just off the top of my head.
Okay.
Now, would I put him necessarily above those guys that are above him? I don't know that I would. I mean, I think his ranking spot is pretty good. I'm okay with him being at the top of the second tier. I think when you look at Atlanta, you know, when their defense and run game has fallen off, their record has really plummeted too. And I feel like some of those other guys, certainly at the top, you know, Drew Brees had historically bad defenses. And they would, you know, they might be 7-9, but he really elevated the team. So I think it's fair to say Matt Ryan is a high 2, and you can make a case for a low 1.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to shift over to Nashville. Marcus Mariota, the Titans quarterback, he came in at number 26. That's within tier three. Naturally, we have a lot of Titans fans in the area. Of the coaches and executives that you spoke with, kind of just talk to us about the commentary there on Marcus Mariota through four NFL seasons.
Yeah, you know, just a little disappointing, concerned about the injuries. There's not a lot of excitement around him at this point because, you know, even when he has played, it hasn't been spectacular. You just don't get that same feel of confidence watching him that you get watching, let's just say, you know, certainly a Baker Mayfield last year.
Right.
You get the sense with some of these guys, even a young Sam Darnold, that the team really elevates because of their presence, and either through the injuries or whatever, it doesn't feel like that's happening there. So I think people are kind of resigned to the probability that, you know, he's not going to be taking off and ascending here.
All right, you're listening to Mike Sando from The Athletic, a NFL expert, longtime beat writer for that. What is routinely, I don't know, the biggest challenge in putting together the survey? Because you've been doing this long enough now that and developed some credibility of the place that they know that the insiders know you're not going to burn them. But,
yeah.
I mean, how many people, you got 55 votes this year. How many ballots did you send out?
Well, basically, I don't even have to. It's not like I send them out in the mail. I mean, I go around the team throughout the off season and see people that way. I have phone relationships with guys that I catch, you know, just because I've been covering the league so long. I can just, you know, send a text to a guy and say, "Hey, give me a call when you're ready to do that," and we can put it together that way. So you know, when I first did it 6 years ago, I had 26 people in the poll because it was my first year of really being a national reporter. I'd always been covering a team or a division. But now that I have had 6 years of going around the league, I have a lot of contacts, and so it's easier to get more people. And so I don't, you know, it would have been impossible for me to do this 10 years ago in my career, but now it's I'm not going to say it's easy, but I'm not like sitting there sweating if I'm going to get enough guys.
Mike, Jay and I both really enjoyed reading over this year's write-up and everything that you put out there. I know that you have five tiers and that no quarterbacks ended up in tier five, and you already finished explaining that. But when you designed the tier system, was there ever any thought put into like tier one only being like the most elite quarterbacks? Because when I look at tier one right now, you know, I see a guy like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Mahomes with, you know, his first full season as a starter last year throwing 50 touchdowns. That would certainly be elite. All of those guys are elite.
Yep.
But have you ever thought about having a tier system like that where your second tier is actually those guys that are 5 through 8 currently under your tier one?
Yeah, I do think about that. I think there is a tier one within tier one. And, you know, basically the way I've decided to do it is, it's usually whatever tier you get the most votes within is the one you're going to be. And then usually, like, to be a tier one, you're usually your average of all your votes is going to be better than 1.5, you know. So if you're 1.55, you're probably at the top of tier two. So I hear what you're saying. I leave the discretion, though, up to the people who are voting. And really, when you say I developed the tier system, really I asked people in the league how they view the quarterbacks, and that was how I developed it.
Okay.
You know? And it's really sort of how they view the position. And what we're trying to do is say, we're trying to divide out the credit and say, hey, you know what? If this guy didn't have that top five defense, and if this guy didn't have that amazing running game, he'd still be able to keep that team competitive. And that's really what we're talking about. You know, Andy Dalton's in the third tier, good quarterback, but he only looks great when they have everything functioning around him well, right? He's not elevating.
Yeah.
Everybody around him. And so as you get closer to the top, it's more of those guys that you feel comfortable about, like Mahomes, Brees, Brady, Rodgers. They've done it whether the supporting cast was great or not as good.
You think Andy Dalton's red hair works against him, Mike?
You know, I have a sister who's a redhead, so I will have to take the fifth on that.
Fair enough. And I know it's a completely different system, but I've always viewed a lot of this. I love what Bill Simmons did many, many, many moons ago with the NBA trade value on who would you trade. And in that regard, considering upside talent and contract, Patrick Mahomes is the most untouchable player in the NFL, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. I was just having that discussion with somebody today, like, who thought Russell Wilson should be hired in Luck. And I was like, you know, if Seattle called Indy and said, we'll trade you Wilson for Luck, I think Indy wouldn't do it. But I think if Indy called Seattle and said, we'll give you Luck for Wilson, I think Seattle would be more likely to do it. And
I agree.
With Mahomes, you wouldn't even get an answer. They'd start laughing. They'd hang up on you before you even started saying it.
And we're going to need your Los Angeles Laker boatload of picks like they gave for Anthony Davis. All right.
What would you take for Mahomes? I guess you'd have to take, like, if somebody offered you Luck and three number ones, you'd probably do it, you know?
I don't know if you would, because think how much you'd have to shave off that salary cap in your championship window over the next 2.5 years.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. You'd suddenly have a guy who's got a top 5 or 10 contract.
So, all right, if I had in my unofficial quarterback tier one from movies, Paul Crewe from Longest Yard, Joe Kane from The Program, Shane Falco from The Replacements, Steamin' Willie Beeman from Any Given Sunday, and an outsider named Junior Floyd from Little Giants, where am I missing?
I'm terrible at this. I'm going to tell you that I am not good at – I've been watching too much football for too long. The only movies I see are the ones my wife says are good, and I'm horrific, so I apologize. I can't help you.
All right, well, then it's official. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. I am the originator of the – movie quarterback tier, and it's been fully signed off by Mike Sando.
You got it. Your list sounds golden. Yep.
Mike, thank you so much. Look forward if hopefully you'll be a frequent visitor here on Press Row in Chattanooga.
Right.
And great work, my man.
Hey, thank you very much. We'll see you.
All right, gang. That was Mike Sando, expert with The Athletic, is discussing his quarterback tier and dropping some knowledge. When we come back, friends, more Press Row, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.